This is Stuck Mike on the field at AirVenture 2009. The light sport aircraft movement has generated lots of innovation in the small general aircraft market, and Rank Airs from Airscraft is showing models of the Solo, a single-place special light sport aircraft concept, well along but only 4 months old, that is targeted to be available for under $20,000. Tell me about the Solo.
Well, the Solo is a plane that started its life back when I was in high school. I built my first plane in a kit plane as a part of a school program, and I said, I want to be able to someday develop a plane that I, as then a young man, could afford and that other people could. And the target price was somewhere in the $20,000 range. And to do that, we had to do three things. We knew we had to reduce labor cost. We had to get an engine that was mass-produced because that would be required to get the price down as well, and needed to have low-cost avionics.
So just to be clear, this is a certified production airplane, SLSA, for $20,000, not a home build.
Well, it can be either way, and as of yet, of course, it's not certified. We still have to go through the process.
But the concept is that.
The concept is that, to have a SLSA plane that will be in the low 20s, ready to fly.
So you had to break the paradigm a little bit. What'd you do?
Well, what we did is not any magic per se. We're doing tried and true things. It just happens that we have been in the composite business for a long time, outside of aviation, and have done a lot in the development of aviation as well. Built a number of planes, developing the turboprops here behind us as well.
You're pointing to a couple of models behind us. You want to talk about those just briefly?
Yeah, we've been developing for the last 3 or 4 years the Envoy series of aircraft, which are 4 and 6 seat turboprops. And with the same paradigm shift of not necessarily how do we do something completely different, but how do we do it less expensive than the other guys and provide a value level that is not currently done. So these are 40 to 50% less than the other currently on the market, assuming we can reach our price point, you know, coming up next year.
The 4 and 6 place planes you're seeing are that much less?
Correct.
Okay, so back to the Solo again. Applying similar techniques, less expensively, to hit a different market point. So what's different? What are you doing differently?
We are doing several things different. One is, primarily, is making parts for the plane that are pre-finished in the molds. Not that other people, the gliders have been doing that for years. Okay, but the secondary thing is designing the parts so they fit together such that the halves of two parts, the fuselage and aileron, have hidden seams. The seams that are noticeably visible, like the fuselage right here, we designed so that the vinyl striping, which is normal on most planes anyway, covers the seams. In fact, you can see we left a little section empty just to show, yeah, there's a seam back there that we will hide. Some of the seams will not be covered, but they won't be visible. So the bottom edge of the lead, you know, the trailing edge of the wing or the aileron or whatever, it'll have a seam, it'll be touched up, but it's not going to be perfect like what you'd expect on a show plane. But that's the way we can reduce the man hours. So the total man hours on building this plane will be under 400 man hours.
And that compares to what typically in this class?
Well, almost any class of plane. It doesn't much matter, you know, whether single seat or two seat. They're in the 800 to 1,000 hours pretty easily. And again, if that has to be skilled labor, which ours does not, plus the engine. You know, our engine, quite frankly, costs $2,000 instead of $10,000 to $20,000.
What's the engine?
Now, this is an OEM engine. The company that makes it is Generac, but it's private labeled because they don't want their label on it like they make for many applications. But they are the OEM manufacturer of that. So this is a V-twin four-stroke engine. It's 1,000 cc's, and it's designed in its application to run at 3,400 RPM 24/7 forever. And that just happens to be perfect operational conditions for an airplane, especially when, although we will offer it in the basic configuration as a direct drive, most people probably will prefer the redrive to 2,600 RPM, and it'll go all day long forever and ever and ever.
So a time between overhauls on this was going to be what, maybe?
We're not certain, but we think it'll probably be in the neighborhood of 1,000 hours. And overhaul costs will be significant. It'll be maybe $200 or $300. And, you know, an operational cost is the same. You know, the DOC on this thing for fuel and engine reserve and stuff is almost $10 an hour.
What are you doing with avionics? There's usually a little chunk of change in there.
There usually is, and we will offer that spectrum. The base plane will be basic. It will have your typical altitude and vertical speed and airspeed indicator in it. We are offering a package that has the engine instruments as well and, of course, a vertical compass. Beyond that, everything else is extra. I mean, you know, frankly, let's face it, you can't sell everything for that kind of price. So that would be minus a radio, transponder, EFIS, you know, GPS. Oh, it's readily available. And quite frankly, there's a bunch of vendors in this field that sell them very inexpensively. But for under $25,000 with the redrive and all that stuff, we think that's a pretty good price. But it would not be difficult to take your avionics up, include a dine-in or a, you know, 396 or 496, and get the price up to $30,000.
Given that this would be a production special light sport aircraft, how limited is the owner pilot going to be in adding avionics or upgrading over time?
To be honest, we don't know exactly what our limitations are going to be for the SLSA. We intend to at least start off with three what we'd call standardized packages for panels. This panel is our standard basic panel, and we will allow a couple of options for, say, radios and transponders. It's limited by the fact that the standard panel comes with round holes. We are also intending to offer what we'd call our mid-range panel, which will probably involve a dine-in or similar package. And then, of course, we have the Garmin package. We have the G3X with, you know, the vertical power VP150, and, you know, that's a high-end package. And that would put that package, you know, with a larger engine all the way up to $40,000. But that's still reasonable when you consider you have an all-glass cockpit.
The basic configuration is also open cockpit, right?
The basic configuration is open cockpit direct drive. But it's available with the redrive system with longer prop and canopy for what, if you want to do cross-country stuff, for about another $3,000.
Do you think you'll be flying it at Oshkosh next year?
Oh, without a doubt. We're hoping to have it flying by the AOPA show. That's probably a bit optimistic, but we are trying to be on track to be in production and fulfill the existing orders we have by the beginning of the first quarter of next year.
That's Rink Ayers talking about the Ayerscraft Solo, still in development, a single-place SLSA for under $20,000. On the field at AirVenture 09, I'm Stuck Mike.